Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you into our local music show here tonight. It's The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And our opening segment tonight brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker recording studio here in Butler. We are joined by Mr. Utah Burgess here this evening from Shady Lady. Good evening, Utah.
How's it going, Bob? And we just spent last Sunday at the Meat Locker recording studio.
So I saw some images of that.
Jennifer Lynn Baker project is off the ground and going.
Awesome. Awesome. So new stuff from Jay Lynn will be forthcoming at some point this year, it sounds like.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a good project. Chris Compton was involved, and Mike Cabils also on guitar. And so we spent a few hours there. Terry Blair popped in.
Yeah.
Had a couple visitors. So
good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, Jay Lynn's been doing quite a bit with Mike.
Yeah.
Doing some different shows. So anxious to see where this goes and what it sounds like. And, of course, it sounds like the Meat Locker has been a busy place of late, talking about Terry Blair and Parabellum recording down there. So we're going to be hearing a lot of stuff here in 2025 from the Meat Locker.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to be going in with somebody we're going to play music from here tonight. So we're going to be doing a song there as well. So
good stuff. Good stuff. Well, a lot going on. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival set for August 21st through the 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground. And tickets are on sale for that right now as we speak. You can camp reservation hook up through Cooper's Lake for it as well. The time is now, thebandjam.com. And we're excited to have Cummings Candy and Coffee back as a sponsor this year. And they're helping to present the Friday morning spotlights every Friday morning at 7:45 when we preview one of the acts who will be at Band Jam. And everything kicks off that Thursday night, August 21st, with the singer-songwriter in the round presented by Ram Automotive. And Build the Scene, music from the 412, Scarfire Media, all part of the sponsorships this year. And room for your business's name to be put here. Fill in the blank. Reach out to us and become part of the Band Jam.
Yeah, I mean, if you had got on board to be first of the year, we'd already been talking about you for 3 months now.
Yeah.
So why you wait? I don't know. Now get in now.
Yeah. So. And we've heard people knocking on the door as well, requesting their local bands. And that's always a good thing as well, because One thing that we always do each and every year surrounding the Band Jam is announce the Grassy Award. And, of course, the reigning winners this year, the Rumble and the King of Everything, stands tall until the next announcement. And, of course, they are not eligible this year because one of our rules is you can't win it in back-to-back years, but you can be a two-time winner. And so they'll be in it. They'll be back in the eligibility category next year. But man, we've only had one two-time winner.
Yeah, only one. And you may be hearing about something about them.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Rumor has it.
Something.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. I hear things, Bob.
Well, we'll keep our ear to the radio. Yeah. And I think we'll be hearing things, too, about Jennifer Lynn and a whole lot more. But excited to have it back. TheBandJam.com is the place to talk about. Had the opportunity over the weekend. I hadn't caught the Shiners live and in person since Band Jam last year. Got a chance to pop out and see those guys play. And geez, oh man, that was just like an all-star reunion. I think every other member of a Pittsburgh band was in the house and kept popping up on stage. You know, it was like an all-star weekend. It was pretty cool, though. I mean, it's just how they make it flow. But one of the guys that wasn't there has now left the band because, wow, talk about an opportunity for Mr. Ben Mainhart, and I am not shocked by this at all because of the extreme talent he has as a musician.
Yeah, he's now in Way Jennings' band, so he's out touring the country right now, and that's a little bit of a tie-in to the first song we're going to play here. Actually, I kind of did some teasers there, too. I think we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But, we're going to be going back into Meat Locker Recording Studio and doing a song that Jim Levere and myself wrote together. We're going to be laying that down. But to kick the show off tonight, I say we play some Jim Levere, and because this features Ben Mainhart on the fiddle.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, so this is kind of a fun little song. It's called The Good Kind.
Good stuff. Well, I wish Ben the best. Playing lead guitar for Way Jennings, who is Waylon Jennings' grandson.
Yep.
Talk about music royalty. And boy, when you hear this guy, when you hear Way Jennings sing, you can tell it's in his blood because he sounds like his grandpa. And I'm a big Waylon fan, so and I know Ben is a big fan, too. So
he's got a custom guitar logo on it and all that, so that's pretty funny.
Amazing stuff. So, yeah, best of luck to him. We wish him well, and it's just exciting stuff. Well, hey, let's follow that up. We're going to be talking with the band Sour Mash tonight, who are now a trio, but talk about big things for them. Man, I mean, they've charted internationally. They're Josie Award winners, and now they're going to be playing a huge club in California. We'll find out all about that, but they're going to be, they play a little bit of blues and stuff like that. Well, here's a band out of the Du Bois area that's making some noise, and here's another new song from Lone Crow Rebellion, and a cool song called Preacher's Son. I think you're going to dig. They've just released as a single.
Yeah, and we'll have them on the show in July, so looking forward to talking to them guys again.
Yeah, so hey, it's the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Let's dig into the music on The Rock Station 97.7.
Goes by when I don't thank the Lord for what I got. I'm satisfied with everything I have and all that I have not. I guess that I've been blessed, I passed the test. I know my love is true. That's why I don't understand the need to look on back at you. Yet I got no excuses, oh my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself forgiving what was mine. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song. You and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believe in. Now and then when I feel the pain in my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. The rain a day goes by when I don't try to do best I can. I'll be that ever faithful, loving soul. a true one woman man. There's nothing in this world that I believe could lead this boy astray. That's why when this feeling comes around, I don't know what to say. So my life's been going fine, but sometimes I can't help myself remembering what was mine. Late at night when the moon is on, you're shining down like your favorite love song. You and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believed in. Now and then when I feel the pain, get my heart like the driving rain. I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. Lordy, it's the good kind. I never thought I'd find myself a better kind of pain, where I just shake my head and crack a smile. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song. You and me in the backseat preaching to the heavens we were reaching. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself now, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. Sound, but it moved me just the same. dancing part. Damn, that cane is like a tower, and the damage he done.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Yeah, first show in April already, man. And well, that means we're just a couple of weeks away from you needing some candy for your, you know, your little get-together. And I know, you know, the Easter Bunny might bring it, but what he doesn't bring, you got to be prepared for. So that's where Cummings Candy and Coffee come into play. And the awesome candy that they make right here in the Butler area, and of course their main location for over 100 years, Barry Cummings continuing the family legacy. And the great coffee they provide, again, talk about the Main Street and all the other different blends you can get. It's crazy the different blends you can find in different styles. You'll want for nothing, as we like to say.
Cummings provided the fuel for us in the studio here last Sunday. So, you know,
good deal.
It was good. Good stuff. And, of course, the Friday spotlights.
That's right.
Catch who's playing the band jam every Friday. Right. Yep. Tune in and get the details.
7:45 Fridays with Jay Klein. I'll be popping in, and sometimes Utah when I'm not around. We cover it the whole way up to band jam in August. Well, we're excited to have two gentlemen in the studio and one on the phone from the band Sour Mash, and get caught back up with these guys. We've been following their travels for many years, the Josie Awards, and man, they've got a new single coming and some really exciting news. In fact, we're going to be talking about two different acts playing with connections to this area, some of the big clubs in L.A. I'll save the other one for later, but this one, talking about Sour Mash, welcome to the lead vocalist, frontman, Mr. Tim Henry, who's back in the studio with us. Tim, good to see you.
How's it going, guys? Just glad to be back.
Is that what you call a teaser, Bob?
That's okay. Called a teaser.
I'm going to write that down.
The guy on the skins, the drums, Brian Forche, is here. Brian, good to see you.
Everybody. Great to see you guys.
I could probably turn your microphone on.
It's awesome.
There we go.
Yeah, that works better, right?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, it's already, great to be here.
Already cobbled together over there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because we're getting set up, and we have a microphone boom here that was brand new when this place was built for a radio, and it's never loosened up. So yeah. We're rigmaroling it every time, dealing with fun stuff. But then on the phone, too, we got the bass man. And I hope I'm going to say the name right, but Dave Stanisek, did I do that right, Dave?
That was perfect.
Okay.
That was perfect, yeah.
You're good to go, Tim.
I still screw it up once in a while, so you did well.
All right. Well, Dave, good to have you on the phone as well. And Tim, give us an overview of the members in the band in total with Brian and Dave in check here.
This is it. Yeah, so we started out back in 2010. There were six of us, and, people come and go, and Nick Farine was one of the guys that was with us from the start.
Okay.
And this year he decided he's had enough, and he's got a lot of stuff going on. So he stepped aside, and this is it. There's just the three of us, and we're going to proceed forward, just three.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, Dave and Brian kept telling me that they didn't want to put that much load on me for singing and playing guitar and all that. Mm-hmm. But these guys are busy. I mean, to understand like what it takes to be a three-piece band, you need a really moving rhythm section.
Yeah.
And they fill the space really nicely. And I'm glad to be playing with them.
So a little bit of pressure on the bass and drums now.
Yeah, right? That's what I did. That's what's called deflection.
A little bit.
Good deal.
Of course, you guys have been around. Have you guys, you as the three-piece now, have you guys been playing for a long time together?
Brian came to the band last year. We took some time off back in 23, I guess pretty much all of 23. Brian came in early in 24. Our drummer Matt retired from the business.
Okay.
So Brian stepped right in, and the three of us plus Nick played last year, and then we don't play a whole lot in the wintertime. We try to stay in the studio and do things. And our first show was a couple of weeks ago, and as a three-piece, that was our first one.
Cool. So a new direction, and I'm sure that's exciting for you. But you guys, I mean, you talk about, you know, you don't play a lot during the winter months because you're a biker band, right? I mean,
right.
You guys are focusing on helping folks out and rallies and different bike nights and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah. We like being outdoors and doing those kind of things. And really, we used to do the winter gigs and trying to lug a trailer around with a full load of gear and a foot of snow. That's no fun. And, you know, your hands get cold carrying stuff, and we just don't want to do it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah,
so. Our old bones can't take it.
How long has Sour Mash the band been around?
Since 2010.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're celebrating 15 years this year.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And great accolades along the way that we'll talk about. But let's find out a little bit more about the guys. And Dave, since you're on the phone checking in, what got you involved in music? And when did you pick up a bass?
Well, when I was 12 years old, my parents drug me out to a place called Ponderosa Park in Ohio to see someone called Loretta Lynn. And I didn't want to go, but as soon as she took the stage, I stood up and I said, I want to do that. So I came home, saved my money from a paper route, bought a guitar, and I never played bass until a month before I auditioned for Sour Mash. I got out of the business for like 10 years, and I got the bug. And at that time, guitar players were a dime a dozen, but, bass players were hard to find. So I figured, yeah, hell, I could play bass. So I called up, got an audition, had to go to Guitar Center, buy a bass and an amp, and learn how to play it.
And obviously you were successful in that venture.
I when I went in it, I didn't want to go in as a guitar player playing bass. I kind of tried to get that bass player mentality. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm doing all right.
He does great. He doesn't use a pick except for one song, and he always steals mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Dave Stanizek on the phone with us. Brian Forche on the drums, one of the newer members of Sour Mash. But Brian, a little background of yourself. What led you to the drum kit?
Well, you know, my story sounds a lot like Dave's. My father took me out when I was probably 12 to see a band, and I did the same thing Dave did. I was like, I want to do that. So, you know, I got drums, and I've been playing since I've been 13, and you know, the road has been beautiful. I love it. I never see an end to it.
Good.
You know, yeah. So I just want to keep on motoring forward. These guys are great.
Yeah.
I think we have a super thing going on here. Really nice.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And Tim, a little background to you. I know, you know, we've talked with you in the past, but update us. Give us a little background of yourself. What led you down the musical path?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of influences, I think, early on, but the one that always sticks out to me is when I was very young, I don't know, maybe 8 years old or so, parents were somewhere, and my cousin Ed got stuck babysitting me and one of my cousins, and he broke out his acoustic guitar and played Taking Care of Business.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, that was the coolest thing ever, you know, and he was really an exceptional harp player, but really talented musician, and that's the one that inspired me, I think, initially, and then all of that classic rock stuff hit me, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, you were into it right then and there. That's great. The band name, where did that evolve from?
Well, when we first put the band together, we kicked around a bunch of names and things, and really it was on a Jack Daniels bottle, and it just kind of stuck, you know.
Yeah.
And we were, at the time, we were more like a Southern rock tribute band, and it seemed to fit. We've talked about changing it along the way, and just could never find the right time. And I mean, it's burned in now. We can't do that.
Yeah, you don't dare now. I mean, especially with the name Sour Mash on all the awards that you've had, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at their wall of accolades here. I mean, yeah, good luck.
Great stuff. We're visiting with Tim, Brian, and Dave from Sour Mash. You have a brand new single. Tell us about this.
We do. So like we were talking earlier, we spend a lot of the downtime in the wintertime in the studio, and we've been trying to put together an album, and you know, with the transition of some of the personnel and so forth, we kind of keep resetting, but as we do, we try to stay fresh too and bring in new music. And now that we're this three piece, and actually it kind of started with last year's release of Die For You, we kind of took a heavier direction, you know, when Brian came in. He's a hard hitter and he's busy, so it kind of fits, and that's kind of all of our background and so forth. So we just brought No More in. It was kind of inspired by just a bad relationship, a friend of mine back in the day, and you know, we just put it down and it worked, you know. So we figured we better release it before we finish the album. So,
yeah.
You
know.
Getting a sneak preview of it's a pretty damn good song.
Yeah,
it is.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks.
We're giving it a grassroots debut right now then. It's Sour Mash in the studio with us here tonight. Their brand new single, No More, on the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Taking a knife from my back.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back with the band Sour Mash, now the trio Sour Mash, here tonight on our Grassroots Show. We're happy you've tuned in, and we're thanking Bros's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. You can literally look over the city of Butler from their location. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Stop on up, especially if you're doing anything for Easter. They do some killer hams up there. And, of course, anything you would need for your table, or maybe pack a lunch to go to work, you can get it's a deli. It's a little Superette. That's why the name is there, Bros's Superette. But it's a really fantastic place. And another place just like Cummings Candy and Coffee, a long-standing tradition of service to the area. Yeah, the guys from Sour Mash are joining us here tonight. Tim Henry, Brian Forche, Dave Stanizek. Dave's on the phone with us, and we've got Tim and Brian in the studio of this Josie Award-winning band. But we just heard a cool song called Bluesin'. Tim, give us a little background of that tune, and we're going to talk more about the success of that.
Well, that was one that was laying around for a long time, and then when we brought it to the band, it just kind of evolved into something very cool, and didn't really suit what the band really played out all the time, but it really spoke to our roots for a lot of the folks. And when we had some downtime back in 23, we had started recording that, and it wasn't finished. But we thought we need to release a song, so we just threw it out there. And, it was almost a year later after we released it, somebody hit us up and said, "Hey, you guys are on the charts over in Europe." And we just had no idea. And I don't know what, there's so many different charts and things like that, but so the Hit Tracks top 100 or something. And, anyway, we spent 11 weeks on that chart and 3 weeks in the top 10. We peaked at number 9. And then at the end of the year, this year, they put out their top 100 for the year, and we were on that as well.
And some of the names that were on that list, though. This was a, a legit list.
Yeah. like we were talking, Joe Bonamassa and a lot of, blues acts and stuff, but then you see like Judas Priest on there, and I don't know.
Pearl Jam was on there.
Yeah, Pearl Jam. Added
Sweet.
Yeah, fantastic. You could tell that they like the blues over there, no doubt about it. And that's probably what it. Somebody just probably googling up blues, and next thing you know, Sour Mash comes up. The title in the track, basically.
Yeah.
Blues, and it hit and caught, and next thing you know, it's kind of old school word by mouth, next thing you know, you're heavy on the charts, which is, that's got to be pretty gratifying.
Yeah, it is. It'd be nice if, they pick up the next one or whatever, but it's really cool that people are listening to us in different places,
Yeah. Well, no doubt you guys are being discovered because of the success that you've had with the Josie Awards over the years. That carries some pretty awesome accolades right there. I mean, no small task getting down to Nashville to go to those awards.
Yeah, that was another one that just kind of come out of nowhere, and that's a big deal. They're promoting independent music. It's not about the the record labels and things like that. And I think the last year there were up to 80,000 some submissions from all over the world. In the 4 years we've been involved in and being nominated, we've had 24 nominations and 3 wins. So
that's incredible.
We're hoping to go back.
Yeah. So. Yeah. When do the noms usually come out? Because I know that show's later in the fall, and it keeps, you said it kind of keeps moving back a little bit.
Yeah. I think they just can't keep up, and they're like, we need more time. So they keep pushing the date back. But the actual awards ceremony will be at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville in the first weekend of November. Nominations, I think, will be announced sometime in May.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Later this spring, we'll see.
We got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. So Dave, I'm curious, being, you know, that Brian's relatively new to the band, but you guys got this trio thing going on. How's that been working out for you? Because you guys are so important to that back line of a band. Has that blended pretty well for you, Dave?
It really has. Brian is just a phenomenal drummer, and he's very musical on the drums. And I think Brian and I we locked in pretty early on when he first come in. But now that we're like a power trio, if you will, I think we're locking in pretty tight. What do you think? Yes. Doing all right?
Absolutely, brother. I'm digging every minute.
Yeah. I like the term.
It is such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the term power trio.
Yeah.
Cause,
me too.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Because, it brings to mind, obviously Rush, but
yes.
Triumph and Zebra and bands like that, good hard hitting, good old rock and roll.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Oh, yeah. Should have gone right to the top, right?
Yeah.
So that's great stuff. So when you were in the studio preparing now and working as a trio, Tim, are you the one that brings most of the kind of the basic structures together, thoughts together? How does that band work for you guys now?
Yeah, I think most of the basic writing is stuff that I do. It's traditionally what it's been, but everybody brings their own ideas in and. The idea of the sound of a band is the chemistry that you have between the members and the way they play. I mean, the song would sound completely different if you had different people there. So everybody's involved in that process. And I have to tell you, a big shout to Dave. He put together a beautiful studio. That's our rehearsal space and our recording studios in his basement.
Okay.
And it's the only studio I know anywhere that has a bar, a pool table, and a stripper pole.
Oh,
so I love his house. Awesome.
So you don't have to go anywhere.
No, we go there.
It's hard to get work done sometimes.
Yes.
But you've got the full rock and roll atmosphere, right, Dave?
It is. It's a real deal. Bought it from Platinum Stages in Hollywood, California.
Right?
That is fantastic. How's that, Utah? You just came out of the studio. I bet they don't have a stripper pole.
I'm going to talk to management here.
The first time Brian came in, he said, I got no room on this stage for my drums with that pole right in the middle.
We worked around it.
How long, what encouraged you to do that, Dave, as far as building your own studio? Did you have a passion for that, or was it just a matter of convenience?
A long time ago, I bought a TAC, a Tascam 4-track reel-to-reel, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then we went in the studio, and I was just infatuated with it all, and I came out and ended up spending a whole lot more than it would cost to go into a studio, but we've got our own. I mean, I think it's close to state of the art,
Yeah.
And it's free,
Yeah.
And that's the downside too, is when you're not on a clock, you can get a little lax, But we buckle down and we get it done.
And again, convenience. I mean, not having to book studio time and worry about rushing in. I mean, that's got to be a convenience in its own right.
It is, yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Again, we're visiting with Tim, Brian, and Dave from Sour Mash. Now, we need to get to a very important moment here. because I referred to the L.A. thing. But you guys have a gig, and we'll talk about where people can find you here locally. But you guys have a gig coming up in California. And ironically, I told you just a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to interview the front man now again of the Dead Daisies, but John Corabi. You're going to be doing a gig out at the Whiskey, opening up for John?
Yeah. Yeah. We keep saying that things come out of nowhere. I was talking to this guy about booking some shows locally, and he just, like, in passing mentioned, hey, you're interested in playing at the Whiskey. And I kind of laughed about it, and then we followed through, and we got in there. August 28th, we'll be opening for John Corabi, that's one of those things that's got to be on everybody's bucket list, you know, just to even be there and to be on that stage is just something special that we're all looking forward to.
Mm. Yeah, think about the history that has been there and, you know, that whole strip of L.A. that was so influential with regard to music development. But, wow, that's got to be, you guys have had the opportunity to sit at the Grand Ole Opry for those awards. But the Whiskey, that has to be high up, no doubt, for any just fan, let alone a musician.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all, we always look back to the history of music and stuff too. We just don't play as a hobby, you know, and this is a passion for us, and we all know that background, and it's very special.
Yeah. So if somebody out there wants to make a road trip, can they get tickets from you?
Yeah, we have a few tickets, and we're probably going to try to put a package together so if people are interested, and we can get them some T-shirts or something like that as well. And it's not going to be a ride on the bikes or anything like that. It's probably going to be either a trip in a bus or a plane or something. So we got to figure out the details. But
yeah,
if people want to go, it's always a party when we have people around us.
That it is.
Yeah, that would be a fun little trek, do a little tour out to L.A. And again, that's August 28th, so congratulations on that. In the meantime, where can people find the Sour Mash this summer? I know we finally have gotten to April here. Spring is underway, so I'm sure there are some fun shows that you'll be able to pick up here.
Yeah, we're doing some biker events. One of the cool ones that just came up this year is the Whiskey Throttle Fair at the Westmoreland Fairgrounds. It's a motorcycle custom car weekend. Buck Cherry is headlining that weekend. We'll be playing that. We're doing a Z&M anniversary in Greensburg. We do a couple of benefits. One that's coming up soon will be the Pig Fest at the Bonfire in Leechburg on May 17th, and sometime in August, I lose track of what days or what, but we're doing the Don Bennett Make-A-Wish benefit ride, and that usually is at Pikel's.
Okay.
In Home, PA. So.
All right. So people can follow along on social media or whatever, your Facebook page, other avenues?
Yeah. SourMashRocks.com, and we always post things on Facebook and social media stuff. And one other thing that we have coming up Friday, April 11th, is the debut of Sour Mash Unplugged with the three-piece. All three of us will be playing at the Wooden Door Winery in Vandergrift.
Cool.
So, and that is not, if you come to a Sour Mash show, you're used to certain things, and it's kind of a rock show. You go to the Unplugged show, and you could hear anything. We do country. We do, Chuck Berry covers, all kinds of things. And after a certain time, when the kids go away, it gets a little dirty.
There you go.
Good stuff. Well, and I would imagine, being a three-piece, being the three of you now, I mean, that opens up for a lot of different avenues of styles of music and different things that you would be able to present.
Yeah, it really does. And, we all have, like, common ground, but there's a lot of influence in all of us that we bring in and combine and they hop out this song, or why don't we do this in this style or something like that. And the cool thing is with three people is it's less people to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot easier to hone in and agree on things.
Yeah, I'd be anxious to catch you guys soon. So, well, there's some April dates and a whole lot more. And if you want to go to California, there's a nice, you know, making those vacation plans now for late August. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And a goal here for the album to be spun out when? Anything? Or is that going to be more to be determined at Dave's place?
I think the goal was about 3 years ago. we got our heads down and we're actually, we're going to, what happens is we get really busy in the summer and we just forget about it. We're not doing that this time. So we're going to continue recording, and when we have enough, we're going to put it out, and we're going to redo some of our old stuff too.
Cool.
Because things evolve and they change and they sound different. And so we'll see where it ends up, but I'm hoping before the end of the year this thing's going to be out.
Okay.
At least one.
Well, we've got the single No More already, and we'll anxiously await more of those, because that seems to be the thing to do. A lot of bands seem to be just kind of trailing that out. You know, you pop a single here and there, and it just keeps everybody engaged that way.
Spotify ruins things. I shouldn't say that publicly, but it really has a lot to do with the way music is distributed now. Spotify does this thing where if you put an album out, they'll let you promote one single. If you put a single out, you promote that single. So you want more promotion, you do more singles. And it's ridiculous sometimes the way they do things, but you know, you gotta kind of roll with the punches and do what you gotta do. So
We've had our issues with Spotify, so there's no problem with that.
Well, let me tell you something now.
Show used to be accessible on there, and then they yanked us off because we were promoting music. So figure that one out.
Yeah, well, right.
We appealed and appealed and appealed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But, you know, hey, that's them, and we're rolling along. We've found other avenues. So,
For any act that puts the music on Spotify, I think it's your first 3,000 plays on Spotify, the pay goes to somebody else. It's stupid.
It's unfortunate the way things are nowadays, no doubt about it, because you don't have that tangible product that you can get out to people, you know, like the old days. And that's a tough thing to govern, but even just to be a part of, you know. So
Maybe a little cat out of the bag here, but our next release is going to be on vinyl.
There you go. Well, we've been hearing a lot of that as well.
Good stuff.
Great to have you guys in the studio, and best of luck going forward here with the trio, that power rocking trio, Sour Mash. Again, Tim Henry, Brian Forche, Dave Stanizek. Let's talk about two more here. We're going to do Mr. Mayhem, which has probably been one of the heaviest rotated songs that we've featured, and that's obviously several songs that we have in rotation on 97.7, Mr. Mayhem.
Awesome.
But Die For You, tell us about that.
Die For You came out last year, about the same time, I think. It was released in April. That was kind of a funny thing, because we had this song laying around that was kind of like a love song, breakup song kind of thing. And with all the stuff that goes on in the world, I just put this little hook into it and turned it into like a more of a breakup. I don't know, maybe not a breakup song, but thinking about the way things used to be in the country, and you know, sometimes wishing things would go back the way they were, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different meanings wrapped up in it, and it's kind of cool. So
you can interpret that for yourself.
I'd like to take it back to about 1980.
You're playing at the Whiskey, so
kind of going though. Maybe full circle, Dave. You know? Well, guys, thanks for the visit here today. Congratulations on the success to this point, and much more. And we'll keep an eye on those the European charts too. Maybe they'd be the number one. Will be up here next.
Well, that would be awesome.
Somebody has to. They have no idea what's going on. Somebody's got to tell them they made the chart.
We don't know anything. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Coming in, and it's always good seeing you guys.
Yeah. Good to chat with you, Dave. Brian, great to meet you.
And thank you.
Good to see you again, Tim. The Power Trio. They are Sour Mash. Here's Die For You and Mr. Mayhem on the Grassroots Show tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7. Mm-hmm.
Can't us
When you're trying to get a delicious holiday meal on the table for your family, you need to rely on a supermarket that you trust. Brose's Superette in Butler is the place to shop. Brose's offers smoked hams up to 15 pounds or their famous ham loaves in 2, 3, or 6 pounds. And don't forget about their kielbasa. Grab some homemade sides out of the deli to make your life even easier. Stop in and get all your grocery essentials at Brose's Superette. High on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, Butler. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour hits high gear in August with the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, where tickets remain on sale right now. Check out thebandjam.com and make sure you're there for a great weekend of music. Thursday through Saturday, August 21st through the 23rd, the singer-songwriter in the round Thursday night, brought to you by Ram Automotive. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock. And don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour, part of the 11th Frame Live Local Music Series, each and every month. Presented by Shady Lady Productions at the Family Bowlaway's 11th Frame in Butler. Coming up next Friday night, April 11th, why not head to the Vine at Generosta, Warrendale Village Drive in Warrendale, and catch 2B's Acoustic. They'll be there Friday, April 11th from 6:30 to 9:30. And then I love going over to Geneva, Ohio, and you could head over to the Laurello Vineyards, a great place along State Route 307 from 6 to 9, Saturday, April 12th. Yeah, 2B's Acoustic will be there. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, April 11th, how about a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest with the great Jay Wiley? That gets underway at 6 o'clock, and you don't have to be a member. Stop on by River Forest Country Club and enjoy happy hour at the Grill. And speaking of Ohio, well, nearby is Erie, Pennsylvania. Head over to Westlake Road and the Oasis Pub Saturday, April 12th, and catch the Noble Hops Live. Hop on north for a rock and roll show extraordinaire with your friends, the Noble Hops, again, Oasis Pub, Westlake Road in Erie. Tip one up and enjoy the evening.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. One of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
This is Julie from Mary's Danish. You're listening to Bob in Utah on The Rock Station 97.7 FM WLER Butler.
Back to wrap up our grassroots show. Final segment. Man, time flies when you're having fun. Great visit tonight with Tim, Brian, and Dave, the guys who now make up Sour Mash, the Power Trio. Good to have them in the studio here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in, too, as well. We want to thank Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, being a part of our show sponsorship here tonight, along with Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, and Build the Scene, of course, Bill Damiano, who also is a pretty awesome puck saver as well in his hockey uniform. But when he puts his music hat on, you can catch them each and every week doing a great show covering local music and, of course, part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year as well, and that sponsorship. And please check out thebandjam.com for everything you need to know about the event in August coming up at Cooper's Lake Campground. You can get your tickets right now. Remember, 17 and under, get in absolutely free. Yeah, heard Sour Mash mention vinyl, you know, that they're going to be doing some vinyl down the road. You just had an opportunity to pop in on one of our more recent guests and a vinyl release that he did.
Yeah, when we had Craig Veltri on the show, he mentioned that he was going to be dropping his Letters to the Defendant album on vinyl, and he officially did that last Sunday at Steamworks, and that was a part of Scarfire Media, put that on with them, and went out and saw Lucky Us perform, and Megan Pennington got up and performed, and then Craig Veltri did as well. So, and, you know, we were kind of talking about this a little bit offline, but I was a little bit disappointed in a couple things here. I'm going to call everybody out there.
All right.
You know, when you got somebody up there performing in front of you, you don't need to be looking at your phone. You should be listening to the music and watching the performers play.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calling you out.
All right.
Put the phone down. This is what I'm going to start doing. When we're playing and somebody's on their phone, I'm going to ask them to leave.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, you obviously don't want to be here. Get the out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's an upcoming tour of a big international act, and when they announce the tour, they are telling people right now, don't come with your phone because we're going to be locking it. You know, they have a way now that you get it pouched up. You get to keep it on your person, but you can't use it. And they're going to try that. And they said it's just more of a kind of a social experiment more than anything. They're not trying to dictate how you should run your life, but they don't want you interrupting the show experience for yourself is their thought process.
Or others around you.
Right. And that's a distraction, but they want you to immerse yourself in the show and watch what's happening with the show. And you're hearing more and more artists do that. So, and I think it's very wise. So, don't get too caught up. I like your call out there. I support you. So.
Well, then we might be playing in front of nobody, but I'm sticking to it.
Then, you heard Sour Mash talking about playing the Whiskey a Go-Go. Got some big news coming up, and we're going to have to play another song here coming up from Little Luna, because she's coming back to the Pittsburgh area. Going to play a show at the Penn Theater in June, Saturday, June 21st. So check that out. Going to be a pretty cool stuff. But I guess she's out supporting kind of what they call it, a dark pop music artist, Austin Giorgio. She's out on tour with him for like the next month, nationally traveling around. So congratulations to Little Luna. But she just got an opportunity recently to play the Troubadour to a sold-out show.
Nice.
So think about that. When we've talked about her rubbing elbows with opening up for Steve Miller at the LA Forum, and she's really making some noise. So, but she's going to be coming back to the Butler area Saturday, June 21st. Little Luna, that's Rachel Bell that we've visited with. So pretty cool stuff for her.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, let's dig into those final tunes. Put the phones down, kids, and let's play some final music here, huh?
All right, yeah. And I had mentioned Scarfire Media and Megan Pennington, so let's go to some Moonshine Jasmine and one of their latest songs called Done Running.
Oh, I love it. Well, we're playing Moonshine Jasmine. Well, Megan specific on WBUT Butt Kicking Country. She did a country song, and it's pretty doggone good. So we've been spinning that, and thanks to Megan and Scarfire Media being a part of our Band Jam sponsorship this year. And you could put your name here too if you just reach out to us and get on the bill. And let's give a little kudos to one of our biggest supporters. Fun stuff recently. He'd sent a little ditty that an old friend of his connected to the old Mary's Danish band. She did a little liner for us to include on our grassroots show, which was fun. But I've talked about Beaver County Music Hall of Famer Nick Ziegler. He's doing a solo album and has released the first single from that solo project. And not only is he drumming on the drum kit, but he's the vocalist and a cool cover of a tune that everybody knows called Get Ready from Nick Z and his forthcoming solo album. Congratulations, Nick. Good stuff. We appreciate your support each and every week, and we appreciate you all out there who support local music and check in on our show presented by Shady Lady Productions every Sunday night. It's the Grassroots Show. Bob in Utah will be back next week, closing in on a magic number. Stay tuned for more on that.